How this is going to close. You see, leaven always means one thing. It means corruption. It's sourdough. See, you make a batch of dough, you take out a little part and let it sour, then the next time you make a batch of dough, you put that in and knead it in, and it quickly leavens all the rest. That's what leaven is. It has in it the character of putrefaction. It ferments. It disintegrates whatever it's in. Now listen carefully. It always works in the dark. Always. And it always has one influence. It puffs up. So wherever there is pride, that evil influence has been at work. Because it's God's design that a child of God live constantly on his face before God throughout this age, because we are in a crisis time. Leaven always lightens. That means it takes away weight and lightens things up. That's the reason we call it light bread, not because it's white, but because it's leaven. That's where that came from. It's light bread. You see, this is characteristic of this age. I don't understand the sovereignty of God, so I don't want you to preach it to me. That's too weighty for me. How many people have said, man, that's heavy? Yes, the gospel is supposed to be. Supposed to be heavy. You see, the awful sinfulness of sin, people don't like to hear that. The natural mind finds the gospel indigestible. Jesus said, if you're not careful, you'll leaven it. You'll lighten it up so that he can appreciate it, and you'll destroy him that way. Stay with the heaviness of the gospel and let God do his work, he says. Now, what can we expect at the end of this age? Well, I want to tell you, it's going to get worse. And don't expect it to get any better. It's going to get constantly worse until a big thing happens. Here's what he said. He said this is going to take place. The evil influence is going to penetrate until the entire mass is totally evil. Now, what did he mean? He meant that this great big show of the kingdom has all these subtle influences always pushing in. Baptist life, Methodist life, Presbyterian life, Lutheran life, Roman Catholic life, Greek Orthodox Catholic life, non-denominational life, all of them are the same. These subtle influences always pushing in. And he said, if you do not withstand that by protecting this relationship and this relationship, he said, it will grow subtly, slyly, in a penetrating, pervasive way. It will grow and grow and grow and grow. And he said, all through this age, you're going to have that all the time. All the time. All through this age. Just look at any demonstration of professing Christianity and see if he wasn't right. Now, what did he mean? The whole is going to be leaven. All of it's going to go bad. Where there's no influence for good in the earth. All right, let me tell you. There is inside this great big show of a church those who really belong to Jesus Christ. They've been born again. They know God. They stumble around all over the place, but they're always looking back to God and asking for the breathing of the Spirit, and they're always wanting to rightly relate to other Christians and give their lives away. They have no property that's their own. It belongs to all Christians. When any demand is made, they'll give anything they have. That's the characteristic. That's the key concept of the kingdom. And one of these days, listen carefully, not far away, in an instant, every one of them is going to disappear from the earth. They're gone. Just like that. Now, that doesn't mean there won't be any church left. Because there will be. It's the great big shell of all the rest of them that weren't born again. Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterians, Lutherans, Episcopalians, Roman Catholics, all of them, they'll still be here. And they'll still call some pastors. Men who stood in this place who were not born again. And they'll still shuffle their churches. And they'll probably blame us for running out at a time like that. That's right, but we'll all be lifted up. Then what's going to happen? Well, let Paul tell us. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, read this carefully. He said, right now the mystery of iniquity is already working like leaven. And he said there's one thing that keeps it from taking over completely, and that's the Holy Spirit, who is the great hinderer of sin in this age. And he said he will go on hindering sin until he is removed from the earth, the church. That is the receptacle for the Holy Spirit. All born-again people will be removed. And in that instant, the Holy Spirit as a residing personality in the earth will be taken out. And then that evil will run as it wants to run with nothing to stop it. It will take over the entire world. All hell will literally break loose on the earth in what the Bible calls the Great Tribulation. And the church will have to stumble along trying to put up with that. And it will make conciliations and reconciliation with it. And there'll be no activity of God except God coming down and withdrawing again. And God coming down and withdrawing again. There'll be no receptacle for the Holy Spirit in the earth.